John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Reaction to the scoping inquiry report into sexual abuse at schools run by religious orders dominates the front pages again. Alleged sex abusers were moved between special schools where they had access to vulnerable and disabled children, says the Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that the distressing report published this week found that of the almost 2,400 allegations of historical abuse in religious-run day and boarding schools across Ireland, there was a particularly high number of allegations in special schools. In the Irish Examiner, Paul Hosford writes that victim support groups have said that many more victims of sexual abuse in schools are likely to come forward, as Gardaí probe accusations that organised paedophile rings were preying on school children. The Irish Times lead story is datelined Kyiv. Pat Leahy and Jack Power report from there that the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said yesterday that a redress scheme for victims of sexual abuse in schools cannot wait until a full inquiry is completed. The paper says that while there is general agreement in government that a redress scheme for victims will be necessary, there is growing concern at the potential costs, which some senior figures fear could run into the billions. The Taoiseach's visit to Ukraine and his meeting with the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, gets much coverage. The president told the Taoiseach he hoped that Ireland would be able to provide substantial support to Ukraine when it came to the reconstruction. He also said he was grateful that more than 100,000 Ukrainians had been warmly welcomed in the Republic since the start of the war, the Times reports. In The Independent, Gabia Gatavesgaita reports on the house of a couple in Kyiv which was destroyed in a Russian bombardment. They now live in a modular house right next door, which was one of 50 in the region built using Irish funds, she writes. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, reports that a number of media organisations, including the Mail, were not given notice of the Taoiseach's trip and were excluded from being able to cover the event. John Lee reports on discussions the paper had on the subject with the government press secretary. In the Mail's lead story, labelled exclusive, it is reported that the first increase to the child benefit payment in over a decade will be delivered in next month's budget. On Tuesday, the Mail reported on a curious junior cycle textbook which carries illustrations of two types of Irish family, one of mixed race which likes foreign travel, the other whose members stay at home, all have red hair and wear Aran jumpers. Now the Irish Daily Star reports that this section of the textbook is to be replaced on the syllabus after protests about how it was depicting Irish people. Ed Coe, which publishes the book, has apologised. It said the idea was to introduce students to the Equal Status Acts, and the book uses exaggeration and hyperbole to convey the nature and effects of inclusion and bias. We now appreciate that our approach should have been different, the company said.
John S. Doyle.